Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Every legislative session is like a blurry picture that comes more into focus with each passing day. It all begins with the elections in November. We can guess a lot about the outcome of a legislative session as soon as we know which political party will control which branch of the legislature. In this case, both houses are controlled by Republicans, so the outcome will be more a reflection of Republican values than Democrat values. Next comes the bills. As of today, there are 4,577 bill draft requests. Most of those are placeholders with very broad titles, such as generally revised licensing laws or generally revised privacy laws. In Montana, unlike the U.S. Congress, each bill may contain only one subject, and that subject must be clearly spelled out in the title. Therefore, lawmakers start with the broadest title possible, then define the subject and title more clearly once the bill is drafted. The list of unintroduced bills is the blurriest part of any legislative session. Very bad bills can be hidden behind innocuous-sounding bill titles, and our government affairs team spends hours combing through bill titles looking for ones that could be used for bad legislation. As I said, most of these draft requests are simply placeholders that will never actually be drafted into a bill. The problem is, we have no idea which ones those are. That comes into focus as we pass certain legislative deadlines. The first was January 17th. That was the last day to request general bills. Since then, the list of bills has grown very slowly. Today is the last day to request revenue bills, and March 3rd is the last day to request bills that spend money. At that point, all the bills are on the table, so the field comes a little more into focus. At the same time, those bills that have been drafted and introduced are being heard by committees. Those deemed to have merit move forward, and those deemed unworthy are tabled. The tabled bills are not technically dead, they're just stalled. The first big leap into focus comes on Saturday, March 3rd. That's the start of the transmittal break, and any bill that started in one house but did not transmit to the other is automatically dead. At that point, several hundred bills will die and will breathe a sigh of relief. Bad bills that were killed in committee will now stay dead. Another leap into focus comes on Friday, February 24th, the last day to introduce general bills. At this point, nearly 3,000 placeholder titles will be taken off the table. The session is now much more in focus. The list of bills in play will have gone from over 4,500 down to about 1,500. It's also the point in the session where legislators start to get grumpy. They're tired, they miss their families, and many of their favorite bills are now dead. The outcome becomes extremely clear as we move toward the end of the session. Every day, bills are tabled in committee or killed on the floor as the legislature acts as a giant crucible, refining the original list of bills down to those with only the strongest support. By the last 2 weeks of the session, nearly everything is in focus as the legislators push toward adjournment and will be there every step of the way, keeping you up to date and informed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.